Welcome back to the Kaufman Show. I'm Dave Kaufman, joined by Jay Farrar. And we're very excited to bring in our next guest. His name is Wade Davis II, and he is the new executive director of the You Can Play Committee, which we've had Patrick Burke on the show. He is moving into a less prominent role at You Can Play. He'll still be involved, but as the new director for player safety at the NHL, I guess that's just too many hats at the same time. Wade is an incredibly accomplished supporter of LGBT rights. He's an Obama LGBT surrogate, which I look forward to hearing about. A former NFLer and the co-founder of the You Belong Initiative. Really looking forward to getting to know Wade Davis. Hello, Wade.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the program, and congratulations on the new position.
Thank you so much. And just want to say that Montreal is one of my favorite cities in the entire world. I've been to Montreal a bunch of times. You got a lot of great clubs out there, a lot of great food. So I'm excited to get back out there and meet you in person.
Oh, that's good to hear, man. Can't wait. You just missed Pride. It was last weekend. But
I didn't get an invite.
Well, you also didn't have the job at the time, right?
So that means that next year I'm your guy, right?
Deal. I will attend my first ever Pride Parade next year with you in Montreal.
I love it.
And I'll rock a You Can Play t-shirt, I promise you that.
There you go.
Now, when You Can Play started, obviously it started, I mean, with the Burks, and it started out of the as a reaction to do better, really, after the death of Patrick's brother. And one of the mandates of it was straight allies standing up for gay athletes. Now, yeah. You're a gay athlete, and, you're retired, but we'll still call you an athlete. And
yeah, thank you.
But how does that say something to how much growth You Can Play has done, that there can be a gay man running a straight allies initiative?
I think it speaks to the vision that all the three co-founders had, that they understand that allies are important, but one thing an ally can't do is speak to the lived experience of what it means to be an athlete and to be LGBT. And I think that when Patrick and I spoke at length about me coming on as the new ED, that was one of the things that he really wanted to make sure that my voice as a person who is LGBT was definitely added. I think that the work that the allies have done, like Patrick or Brendan Imbedesio or Chris Cooley, have been amazing. But what's been missing is that key person that can speak to the experience. Now, I've had a lot of media attention being able to talk about it, but to now be the head of such an organization, like You can play, really adds my voice on a different level.
What is the You Belong Initiative?
So You Belong Initiative is something that I created with my co-founder, Darnell Moore. And what it is, it's LGBT sports camp. So it'll move through various sports. The main sports that we'll work with is basketball, hockey, softball, /baseball, soccer, and football. And it's an initiative where you get professional athletes to come to a camp and teach young people the nuances of the game, but to have it specifically tailored toward LGBT athletes and their straight allies. But within the actual camp itself, there's workshops on everything from youth leadership to civic engagement to social justice, how to deal with bullying, health and wellness. So it's really an opportunity for young people to leave an actual camp being better athletes in the various sports, but also being better people.
This was a camp that Patrick attended. I remember him tweeting about you and the incredible work that you guys were doing. Is that correct?
Yes. You Can Play was one of our title sponsors, and it was just really a blessing to have Patrick there. And I think the experience that he had and others was really transformative to really see the impact that being around these young kids who really have never had access to professional athletes in such an intimate way had on their lives.
We've never spoken before, but to me this really sounds like the next step, almost as if mandate one of You Can Play was to make sure that the straight community is on board, and now mandate two is to make that push to show the professional athletes that it's time and that it's okay.
Well, and to be fair, I think the one thing that Patrick and I talk about at length is this idea that people often assume that professional athletes aren't ready to step out there and to be allies to LGBT people. And one of our goals is to really break down that misnomer, because from my experience, like after I came out, so many of my teammates, ex, and guys that I just meet now uber supportive. You know, when Jason Collins came out, there was so much support from professional athletes that we want to make sure that athletes get a chance to show, hey, that you know what, I can be an ally. I'm not afraid to speak out about it. So one of our goals is to make sure that straight players are no longer stigmatized to be homophobic.
I was blown away last week at the tolerance and acceptance shown by the World Wrestling Federation. I thought that was just one of the coolest things I'd ever seen. So unexpected.
Yeah, you know, again, I just, it makes me a little sad being a former athlete that people think that we're just these Neanderthals, you know, who are just out there running into each other at top speed, who can't put a sentence together, or who can't be accepting of someone who may have a different sexual orientation. It's just not the case. I don't think that athletes were ever asked, so they never said anything. They just said, hey, if this person's gay, I don't really care. Can they play the game? Sure.
When you were playing on practice squads or in NFL Europe, had you come out yet?
No, I actually did not come out until I moved to New York City. I played from 2000 to 2004, and there was just no conversations around what it meant to be gay in sports. So I was just really afraid that either I would be cut from a team, and I was already a journeyman, or that my teammates wouldn't accept me.
And you think that those, you know, 10 years later, that conversation is over? That's not a fear for, you know, like, I don't want to talk about the Peyton Mannings of the world. I'd rather talk about the guys who are on the cusp, because for them, it takes a lot more guts than if you're a superstar.
Well, you know, I was actually teaching a workshop today, and we were talking about ideas of disclosure, right? About someone coming out and saying, hey, I'm a gay male. One of the things that I think that we forget is there's still a lot of stigma around what it means to be gay. You know, that most people associate being gay with being soft or something that's less masculine. So I think some of the issues is that players don't want to be deemed as something that they're not. So I think it's less of players saying that they don't want to come out. It's more or less we as a society had a lot of work to do to break down these ideas of masculinity, so that players won't be thought of as other and not as who they are.
We're in conversation with Wade Davis II. He's the new executive director of the You Can Play, and you can follow him on Twitter at Wade_Davis28. Wade, it says on your Twitter bio that you're an Obama LGBT surrogate. What does that mean?
So that meant that during the election of last year that I spent probably 2 to 3 days a week just touring the country speaking about the different ways that President Obama has been supportive of LGBT people. So I would go to fundraisers, go to pride parades, and really just champion the work that the president has done and is doing in support of LGBT people.
What are your thoughts on what he has done?
I think President Obama has been a champion of LGBT people pre and post. I think that oftentimes we assume that the president isn't doing more, but we really haven't taken the time to understand a lot of the policies that have been passed that really impact LGBT people. You know, when the president then passed like legislation for equal pay for equal rights, that significantly impacts LGBT people and people of color. So I think that if we really understand laws that he's passed and how he may not be able to specifically say, hey, this law is for a gay or lesbian transgender person, but if you read between the lines, that you'll see that a lot of the legislation really can impact those individuals.
Well, things like "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" being repealed is huge for service members,
like that's clear, right? Like everyone knows that when he passes, "Don't Ask, Don't Tell," but something like the Affordable Care Act really impacts LGBT people.
How so?
Well, so. Oftentimes, LGBT individuals can get coverage for their health care. So if he passes an actual law that makes it easier for a person to get health care, maybe because they live in poverty or they're marginally housed, the Affordable Care Act, it gives people better access to get care. And it just makes it easier and more affordable.
One of the things that struck me as well is laws that have been repealed that acknowledge couples, so that if one is in the hospital, there's none of that "are you a family member" BS that has been the case for so long.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, in America, you know, to be frank, you Canadians are further along in ideas of sexuality and have done a lot more as far as making gay and lesbian trans individuals feel more accepted. And here in America, we have a lot further to go. But just a simple thing about knowing that if your partner gets sick, that you can visit them in the hospital and you don't have to lie and say that you're a brother or a sister is a big deal.
It's basic human rights issues. And this is what this is why we champion You Can Play on our show, because in our minds, this is just a very simple human rights issue. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with being raised that, you know, you have to be taught to hate, right?
Exactly. You know, and it's interesting because, like, one of our goals of You Can Play is to put ourselves out of business. You know,
right.
If I'm at You Can Play for 3 years and we no longer have to even have someone disclose that they're LGBT, that they can walk into a locker room, into a grocery store, holding their partner's hand, and it's a non-issue, then I can quit. You know, so that's really the mission of You Can Play, is to put ourselves out of business.
2 days on the job, and you're already thinking about quitting, Wade?
No. But that's kind of my mindset, is to work as hard as I can to share stories of individuals who are LGBT, have really open and honest conversations with people who may think that being LGBT is wrong or right, and by those sharing of stories to change hearts and minds and to move, to really erase the distance between what we know and what we do.
Wade, I'd like to play a hypothetical game with you before we let you go, and pretend that you were a winter athlete and not a summer athlete, and pretend that you were a little bit younger and not the executive director of You Can Play. But
wait. I'm 25. Come on now.
You know what? By Olympic athlete standards, that's downright ancient, isn't it? You're 25 and you're the executive director of You Can Play?
No.
The co-founder of You Belong, and this isn't fair. If you're 25. What were you, 15 in the NFL?
I'm 36, but I moisturize a lot, so I look. I'm moisturizing right now, actually.
The point that I wanted to make was to, you could probably put yourself in the shoes of somebody who's preparing to go to the Olympics. And under the, what kind of duress would a gay athlete feel trying to prepare for the biggest moment of their lives and knowing that they're going to have to deal with this massive off the field, off the ice, off the whatever distraction?
I think the biggest thing that I would be facing is trying to understand how I can live. Because if I'm already an out athlete and I have been out for years, the last thing I want to do is go back into the closet, is have to hide who I am. So I'm trying in my mind to focus on training every day, but then trying to understand the risk that involves in going over to Russia, you know, trying to understand a different ways that I can stay safe over there. And maybe I have a partner who I want to travel over there with me. Like those are really the thoughts that would go through my mind. And then also different ways that I can show solidarity with my other LGBT athletes and then kind of stand up for myself as well. You know, I think something that I think often too is what Tommy Smith and John Carlos did in the Mexico City Olympics. Like, how can you do something like that doesn't get you arrested too, as well? You know, so it's a sticky situation. And you can play like one of our main goals is to make sure that athletes understand the risk that's involved in anything that they do over in Russia, but also take, you know, specific safety measures to protect themselves.
If you had the opportunity to go over there as the representative of You Can Play during the Olympics, would you go?
Definitely. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Good for you.
Awesome. Wade Davis, thank you so much for your time tonight. I look forward to speaking with you again and seeing you next summer in Montreal for Pride.
I'll be there before that because I love that city. I love you, gentlemen.
Let me know when you do get into town, and we'll go for a beer. I really appreciate your time and all the great work that you do.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thanks, Wade. There he goes, Wade Davis. Follow him on Twitter at Wade_Davis28, the new executive director of You Can Play.